Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. In California, Edith and Gloria sit on the edge of the Stivix bathtub with crumpled tissues at their feet.
And that's why we didn't come to New York, Ma. We're separated and we wanted to spare you our problems.
Edith wipes her nose.
Michael's back isn't really bad. That's all a lie.
Oh, well, that's nice.
He's just here while you're here to keep up appearances.
Oh, what happened, Gloria?
Oh, he got all wrapped up in his career. We got out here and he made all these new friends at the university and he just seemed to forget that I even existed. He was busy going to all of these meetings and dinners and parties. And I was just lying around the apartment like a dead tuna.
Well, did he ever ask you to go with him?
Oh, sure. But that hurt even worse. He'd introduce me, and then he'd just disappear for the rest of the night. He was the life of the party. He was charming with all of the girls, and he'd joke with all of the guys. But I wouldn't see him again till he came up to me and said, "Well, Gloria, I guess it's time to go home."
I can't believe it.
One night he forgot and went home without me.
Believe it.
All I do is eat. The other night, I ate an entire Sara Lee cheesecake. Frozen.
I just can't believe it.
Well, it's true. Look at me. I'm fat.
Picking up the empty tissue box, Edith goes to the cabinet.
What are you looking for?
Oh, I want to blow my nose.
Oh, I got another box of Kleenex under there.
Oh, no. This is good enough for me.
She unrolls a long length of toilet paper, then snaps it off and blows her nose in one end. Oh. Gloria blows her nose into a tissue. Edith throws the used paper into the toilet and lowers the seat. She crouches to sit, then remembers to lower the lid, too.
Are you sure this is all bad enough to break up over?
Gloria twists her lips.
Ma?
Edith nods. Gloria nervously fidgets. She scrunches up her face, then cocks her brows. She opens her mouth to speak, then reconsiders with a frown. Edith waits, puzzled.
I've been seeing another man.
Gloria pops her eyes wide. Edith squints.
What? Another man.
Edith blinks, then her eyelids flutter rapidly. She sags forward.
Ma?
Gloria catches her and slaps her cheeks.
Ma, you all right?
Yeah,
stay
yeah,
with me, Ma. Yeah. Oh, Ma. Oh, Ma. His name, Ma, is Bud Krieger, and he's a very nice person, and he doesn't think I'm fat. I'm sure you like him very much, Ma.
Edith's eyes roll back. Gloria props her limp body up on the toilet.
Please stay with me. Don't get in the water.
She reaches to the sink and splashes Edith.
Ma, don't you understand, Ma? Oh, Ma. See, I was lonely. And one night at a faculty party, Bud Krieger, he gave... No, Ma, just stay with me, please. Are you all right,
yeah,
Ma?
Yeah, here. Oh, yes.
He came over. He could see I was standing alone, and he talked to me. Ma, since we've been out here, he's the first person to really seem interested in me. As a matter of fact, Ma, I think he's in love with me.
Edith slumps.
Ma, please, Ma, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Imagine it.
Oh,
what are you doing? Where are you going? Be careful, Ma. What are you looking for?
Aspirin.
Yeah, right here. Here's the aspirin. Oh, what's the matter, Ma? You got a headache.
No, but I will when I tell your father.
Edith sags against her.
Stay with me, Ma. Please, please.
Holding Edith around the waist, Gloria sits on a stool and bounces Edith on her lap.
Please, don't faint. Ma, do you have to tell Daddy?
Oh, sure. Who else am I gonna tell?
I hate it.
They scramble up. Gloria stuffs the tissues in the toilet.
Oh, Ma. Ma, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Oh, Gloria. You better get some sleep.
Oh, no. I'm up, Ma. I'll just put on a fresh face. It's Christmas morning. Kids will be up soon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Edith unrolls more toilet paper. As she leaves, the paper continues unrolling behind her. Gloria sees the long strip and breaks it, then wipes her nose with the end as she collects the paper. In the living room, Edith wipes her eyes with the end of the long strip. She regards Archie sleeping on the sofa bed. Then she sits in the chair beside him, holding the toilet paper up in both hands. Archie opens his eyes and peers at her. Sitting up partway, his gaze follows the long toilet paper strip back to the bathroom.
Eat it. You're supposed to leave that in the bathroom.
I was just using it for Kleenex.
Well, now I gotta get up.
Why? It's only 5:30.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's 8:30, according to my bladder, which was born in New York.
But you can't go in there now. Gloria is putting on her face.
Oh, Gloria.
But she won't be long. She's got such a little face.
You know, I think it ain't gonna be a bad Christmas after all. Huh? You know, with everybody here. It's nice. I mean, even a meathead. Don't tell him I ever said this, you know. He ain't a bad son-in-law. You know, we could have done a hell of a lot worse. After all, he's healthy. He'd give us a little grandson. He's working. And he ain't Jewish and he's white. What are you bawling for?
I got something to tell you.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, well, if it's awful, keep it to yourself, Hodges. Awful, that's your department.
Archie leans his face on his hand.
Archie. Mike and Gloria are separated.
Edith drops her face in her hand, a mirror image to Archie. Suddenly, his eye opens wide. Edith looks back with one eye. Archie removes his hand and stares at her.
What are you talking about? They're here, ain't they?
Edith lifts her head.
They're getting a divorce.
What?
Edith mouths, a divorce. Archie scowls.
Oh, you don't mean a D-I-V-O-R-S, do you?
Edith squints, then ponders.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E. We want an aspirin.
I want to kill your son-in-law. Oh, yes. Wait.
Oh,
where the hell is he?
He's in there.
Edith blocks the master bedroom door.
Oh, I'm going to get in there. All right, meathead, get up and get out of that bed and stand up so I can knock you down again like you deserve. You ain't going to cheat on her. Get away.
Hey, wait a second, Arch. I wasn't cheating on her.
Don't give me none of that crap.
I wasn't cheating on her.
Gloria runs in between Mike and Archie.
She's going to wake up the kids. Shh.
Wake them up and bring them in here and let them see me kill a guy.
Oh, you're going to give yourself a heart attack.
Come on, meathead. Stop hiding behind my door today.
Daddy, you're making a big mistake.
Oh, no. You're the one that made the mistake when you married that guy in the first place. And I warned you. I said, don't come out to California. There's something about the weather out here that goes into a guy's pants.
Mike leaps out of bed.
Do you want to know what really happened? I'll tell you what really happened. I can't tell you what really happened.
Ah, jeez.
Well, I'll tell you what really happened.
No, I got a better idea. Let's all open our presents.
They stare at Edith.
Ever since we moved out here, I have been nothing but a housekeeper, a babysitter, and a cook.
What the hell is wrong with that? You were doing your duty by him.
I can't help it if my job requires that I spend a lot of nights away from home. What is whoa-ho-ho supposed to mean?
Whoa-ho-ho speaks for itself.
Let's all have French toast for breakfast.
I don't know what you've been doing at night, but you certainly have been ignoring me.
Well, you wanted to stay home alone.
That's not true, and you know it. I just didn't want to be with your friends because they made me feel inadequate.
I thought you were getting along with my friends. I thought you had a lot in common with them.
Oh, sure. They thought I was dopey, and I thought they were dopey. The only friend I had was Joey.
I think you're leaving out one other little friend.
Gloria glares.
I think I heard something here that I didn't like. What was it you just said?
I said she's leaving out one other little friend.
And then you said what?
I said,
shush. Little friend who?
Archie turns to Mike, who clamps his lips.
Who?
Bud Krieger.
Archie starts forward, then quickly raises his brows at Mike. Then they both look at Gloria.
Bud.
Archie slowly walks around the bed.
Bud Krieger.
He points at Edith. In disbelief, he sits facing Gloria.
Bud Krieger. Well, I certainly hope that Bud Krieger is one of your girlfriends. But I don't think she is. Is he?
Gloria shakes her head and Archie looks at Edith.
Bud Krieger is a man.
I know.
He's a man!
Archie, your blood pressure.
Let it burst all over the walls and the ceiling and the floor here!
What was you doing with Bud Krieger?
We just had a couple of dates.
You're a married woman.
Well, so what? He's a married man.
Edith and Archie fall back on the bed.
there is nothing wrong with a man and a woman seeing each other.
Seeing each other!
Archie kicks the air and sits upright.
I think that depends, little girl, on what they're doing.
What are you getting at?
I think the question is, what was you and Bud Krieger getting at?
I don't think I'm going to answer that question.
And why not?
Because it's none of your business.
Oh, well, then I got my answer.
Archie glowers. Edith steps to Gloria.
Gloria is right. This is between him and her and nobody else.
Well, meathead, I never thought I'd be saying this to you, but you're too good for her.
Archie! What she done, it's none of your business.
Well, it's certainly God's business.
Then you let God tend to it.
Archie raises his brow. Mike peers down. And Edith pats Gloria's shoulder.
All I want to know is if Mike and Gloria still love each other.
I love Gloria.
Edith smiles fondly at Mike. Gloria studies him, then meets Edith's gaze. Gloria looks at Archie, then Mike. She frowns, then raises her brows, considering. She scowls and clamps her lips, then lifts her chin.
I love him.
Mike gulps, and Edith nods.
Then all you gotta do is figure out if you love each other enough to save your marriage. Do you, Mike?
I don't know how I feel now, Ma.
Gloria?
Gloria muses. She peeks warily at Archie. Then back to Edith.
I'm not going to answer that in front of Daddy.
Archie's face twitches.
Well, that's enough for now.
But that's enough for now.
So that's all there is to that, huh? Everything is hotsy-totsy, huh? He loves her, she loves him, you love them, and everybody goes on. Happy ever after, and nobody suffers for this.
That's a good idea. And now we're all gonna start Christmas. We're gonna open all our presents. Mike, you come with me and help me wake up Steffi and Joey.
Okay, Ma.
Steffi! Joey!
Archie purses his lips and gazes at Gloria. She turns to him with a defiant pout. Archie regards her unhappily.
Well, maybe your mother's right. Maybe it ain't really none of my business.
Gloria saddens. Archie lumbers to the door, head down.
I love you, Daddy.
Archie leans his forehead against the door. Gloria turns to look at him, then slowly walks over. They embrace tearfully.
I love you too, Gloria.
He kisses her brow and continues hugging her. Gloria wipes her nose on his pajamas. Holding hands, they go out to the living room.
Joey, why don't you open that one up? What's that?
Ooh,
hello, what's that?
Eat it.
Joey,
get
on it now.
Joey,
come on. Oh, you're welcome. Come on.
Try it out, Joe.
Come on.
Let's see you ride it.
Come on.
Joey rides his new tricycle while Stephanie shows off a marionette.
Gee, I wonder what it could be. Oh, Michael, yours is the little one with the big red bow.
Oh, Michael got a
What?
Oh, Daddy, it's just so lovely. Look, Mom, what Michael gave.
Oh, Mike.
Mike looks sheepish.
Yes, it is. And what a surprise.
She shows him the bracelet.
Thank you, Michael.
They kiss, and Mike opens his gift.
Thank you. What I always wanted, an electric razor.
They gaze at each other and kiss again. Gloria searches his face.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They hesitate, then hug tightly. Mike kisses the top of her head. Watching them, Edith clasps Archie.
That's the nicest Christmas present I could ever have.
Oh, well, I'm glad of that, Edith, because I left yours in New York.
Edith pats his cheeks and kisses him. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Special guest stars Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Corey Miller, Joey Stivic. Copyright 1978 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear tandem production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.